At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. Hey, yeah, I'm podcasting. How are you?
Yo, I'm podcasting with you. I'm great.
How long? It's been so many years, Dean. How are you?
You know, I'm fantastic. I'm en route to the land of Leyland, my friend.
You live in the middle of Wisconsin now. You have a son?
I do. I have a 5-year-old son. I live in central Wisconsin.
Can you, how
hardworking dad?
Yeah, how excited are you about getting together with for this reunion with Tyler, Phil, and Mitch?
Well, we haven't stopped, you know, texting. We're super stoked. I can't wait, man. I'm ecstatic. This drive's taking forever, and I still have to get through tonight before we do it tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to see you guys. It's going to be outstanding. I mean, we go back to what year was it that we started, kind of talking?
So I want to say we left Los Angeles in, 2010, and then around that same time is when we brought you guys breakfast and just got lambasted on the radio.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I think
so. At least 10 years since that lose review you did on us, which, by the way, you're awesome at roasting us, and we were all good sports, and I think that's when it all kind of started.
I'm a little bit, what I regret is, I mean, I didn't put you on the radio. I just played it on the radio. And, hey, if you're on, is there any way you can put me on the handset?
Yes, I can. Hold on, buddy.
It's because...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't mean to make you take away from hands-free, but the noise was a little... It was killing me because I could hear the road noise.
If I get a ticket, you can just pay for it.
Okay, fair enough. After that happened, though, JT, the program director, was like, hey, you guys were making fun of him, but I love that music. I'm going to call these guys up. And the next thing you know, man, can you take me through? Because there was a lot of wonderment and awe when you were... take me through when you first heard yourself on the radio.
I don't even know how you can even explain the feeling that you get. You know, your dream is to have just your music played for people, not just in a bar, you know, or in a little venue. And it's kind of like that movie, That Thing You Do, where your whole body is just overcome with emotion. You get chills, butterflies in your stomach, but not of nervousness, of just like, oh my God, we're really doing this. Like, we've been trying so hard. Because, you know, what people don't think about is, like, you get your song on maybe the radio. It took us 10 years to get to that point, you know.
Wow.
So it was, or maybe a little under 10 years, maybe 7 years. But, like, it was your dreams start to come true. And you don't really know what to do when you're walking down the hallways and you're seeing all these records on the wall. And then you're in some big boardroom. And then you're talking with some guy named JT. And then all of a sudden... You know, you're doing a conference call with Jesse James Dupree, and then Brian Johnson from AC/DC gets on the phone, and you're literally like, what the can I swear on the podcast?
Of course.
What the fuck is happening, man? And it's exciting. And, you know, as I talk about it, I kind of relive some of the emotions, and it gets exciting again, you know.
At the time, the band was getting management help from Jesse from Jackal, who's very yes. close with Brian Johnson. In fact, he's helped them in a managerial way. So
right. Yeah,
this all unfolded before your eyes in one amazing summer of one amazing epic summer. As not only did Shopping for a Savior hit, but you had Welcome to My Head, Fire Down Below. Everything you touched was just getting played on the radio, and it was awesome.
It was awesome. You know, I got to say what I think kind of sealed the deal, too, is when you had us at that festival and we opened up there at that stadium. And the reaction was insane. And I don't think we'd ever even, you know, experienced that yet. And that was really neat to see the love. And honestly, if it wasn't for the town of Wayland and Grand Rapids, I don't the band would have got its legs
right.
and been lifted up and sent into the stratosphere of what we got to do. And, you know, it's West Michigan that we really owe our thanks to, I would say, is a big part of it.
So how did this reunion come about? Can you break down, fill everybody in as to how this unfolded?
So, like, just over a year ago, we had planned to do a reunion show at a giant festival called Bratfest in Madison, Wisconsin. So the guys and I all kind of connected and talked and said, let's go do this festival. We'll get a 45-minute set. So we all did our homework and got ready. And about a year ago, we got in a room together and plugged in all the equipment and hadn't seen each other, I would say, as a group, I mean, almost 8 years.
Wow.
And then we had that practice, and I'll tell you, I think we all had the hair raised on our arms because it was the moment where we all realized that, A, wow, we still really are good at playing together, and B, like, gosh, we miss doing this, and we love doing this. You never know what you're going to get when you walk in a room and hit a note.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the greatest time of our lives just to reconnect, and then that show got rained out.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to do the show. And then I had seen the guys, you know, touring through and out and about in Wisconsin and gotten up and on stage with them a couple of times where I live. But I've been talking with Mitch a lot and Phil, and Mitch was mentioning this show in Wayland. And I was just like, well, I want to go to that. And I was like, he's like, you got to go. It's so much fun. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go. And I was like, you need me to play some songs? And they were like, well, yeah. And then we called Tyler, and next thing you know, we're all getting ready to go do this thing on Saturday, which I'm really excited about.
Now, is Tyler in Michigan?
I don't know where he's at right now. He lives in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Michigan as we speak.
Oh, so but he lives in Wisconsin as well. I didn't realize that. Okay, so he's got his commute. Are you doing? Is it the whole set? Is the whole band, or is it just part of it?
It's just part of it. So, you know, I got to say, like, the boys have been blessed to pick up some extremely good musicians along the way. You know, especially living in Nashville, and Ryan and Brian are an incredible rhythm section. Not only am I excited to get on stage and give the fans something back for some of the set, I'm really excited to see that lineup as well and watch those guys play. They're real players. They're really good. And it's just going to be, I think, a very diverse and like a show that grows, and it's going to give a lot back to everybody, you know?
Well, I'll be there. Everybody,
you got to understand, Eric, there's been a lot that happened since I left the band. So the fans, I'm just as excited to see like what they've released since then.
Yeah.
You know? And I wasn't a part of that. So I get to not only go to a concert, but I get to be a part of one.
Linda asked, were you involved with that crazy night with Kiefer Sutherland, or was that Phil?
Not that one crazy night. I had other nights, but like when Phil tells that wild story, I have to leave that all up to him. I had the opportunity to meet Kiefer, of course, but yeah, I won't say much more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course. So at this event in Wayland, like you said, this is the first time for you. You're going to see the, if the weather cooperates, and I think it will, they like light up these damn balloons at ground level. They call it a glow, and it's just, it's fantastic.
I can't wait. I've only heard amazing, amazing things about it. And I haven't been back to town in a long time. I'm just excited to be there. So,
all right. So I'm going to be there. You and Tyler and the boys are going to be there. So everybody is invited to come out, see this great show. It's all for charity. There's a great mental health organization. Pals of the band have been putting on for quite some time, and they do a great job. Nisi and I forget people's name. I'm terrible at that. But anyway,
hey,
the money is it's all for a fundraiser, so it's all good, and it's in Wayland. So there you go, back to your roots.
Looking my forward God. To it, my friend. And when you're there, you better text me so we can grab you before the show, and I want to see you.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do the stage announcement. I'm gonna do everything. We'll hang out for a bit before the show, and then we'll just have a ball. Looking forward to it.
Let's bring the hammer down, everybody. Come out and play. Let's have some fun. I miss each and every one of you, and we're going to take the time to say hi to everybody and hang out. So,
you know, I was going to wrap it up, but it just popped in my head. Do you remember in Nashville when Massive Mocha sat on you?
That was terrible. Why do you have to remind me of this? You know, my parents tried to talk me out of that stunt.
that was
R.I.P. Massive.
Yes.
R.I.P.
She passed. All right, buddy. I appreciate you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you. Bye. That's Dean. From Wayland. Holy fuck. I love that guy. I'm glad that's going to be happening. If you want to go spend time hanging out, you'll have a good time at the Wayland Balloon Festival. Just look that up, Wayland Balloon Festival. I'll leave the link in the show notes. Sorry, I just thought I had a dog issue here with three dogs, and I did not let them out, so I'm on borrowed time waiting for them to say, all right, it's time to go. Easy. I talked with you yesterday that we had a bad day with Darla. She peed on the bed, and just before the nap yesterday, I was like, oh, boy. And that was a bummer because, you know, you have to pull back the layers and hope that it doesn't get to the mattress. It did. So I had to, you know, clean it as best I could with the carpet extractor or whatever and put everything in the wash. Now it's just mattress. Everything's being washed. So there's nothing on the bed. And the dog, I think this has to do with Diana not being here. I really do. But anyway, so she felt terrible about this. I could tell. The dog did. And last night in the middle of the night, I have this fan and it fucking fell. And it made a hell of a lot of noise. And the only thing I can come up with is that it scared her so bad that she peed. Because the next thing I know is I roll over and there's pee again. I'm like, oh my God. And it's like directly on mattress now. Because like I said, everybody, so I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So yeah, 3:30 in the morning, I'm out of bed. All right, everybody off the bed. I gotta fire up the carpet cleaner again, clean that damn thing, throw everything in the wash. I'm literally out of comforters. I go back to bed and I've got bath towels. Now I'm putting bath towels over me to use as a blanket. That's how horrible of a scenario this is. I've got a mountain of laundry downstairs and it's all bed sets. Nick is right. This is why, EZ, your electric bill is over $500. Oh my God. Nick is not a, he says, here's a novel idea. Keep the fucking dog off the bed. No. Megan knows. She says dogs belong in bed. Yeah. I have snuggle buddies, damn it. And dogs, I think, belong on furniture and beds. In fact, it's their bed. I just happen to sleep in a dog bed. Megan, who is my twin, says, I agree with her 100%. They're sweet little heaters. They are. I love my dogs, and I don't care if they take a dump in the bed. They're going to be in the bed. Yoda World says it's the cost of doing business, so to speak. Nick adds, sure they can once they stop pissing on shit. All right. Difference of opinion, that's all. Alan in Wisconsin writes, easy, please forgive me if I'm wrong. Didn't you at one point ball up your fist and punch your dog because he crossed you? LOL. Okay, so I know what you're talking about. I got a lot of people hated me on this, but years ago, I described a story where Lucy got into a fight with Daisy and they were mauling each other. And, I got in between them and was able to pick Lucy up and get her away from the fight. And she started, to bite me and attack me. So I'm holding her and she's going. So I did like Bobby the Brain Heenan would in WWE. And I cold cocked her one, bam, right in the head. And she's like, so yes, what you say is accurate. So then me describing that I punched the dog in the nose, it caused, like, I almost got fired. And people were so furious with that moment when I socked her right between the eyes. Yes, that absolutely happened. Skip is here. He writes, you should let him in the bed, but shouldn't be okay with them shitting in the bed. Nick says that was just a reaction, like when a friend jump scared me and I popped him one. Yeah, I know. Alan says perfectly acceptable. Right. I know. It's fine. Cole says self-defense, no issue. Cole in Colorado Springs, that is. Speaking of jump scared and popping someone one, my beloved mother-in-law did that to me at Diana's parents' house back in the day. It's a dark hallway. I come out of the bathroom and she jumps out at me and she has this mask on of like a zombie. And oh my God. And boy, did I crack her one. Boom! Short, quick, sharp jab right in the face. I'm like, oh my God. And so she's pretty tough. She falls back and she's laughing as she's falling, but I definitely 1,000,000% punched her in the face. She used to constantly grope me and molest me. They would drink, and then the next thing I know, she gets this look in her eye. And I was like, uh-oh. And I'm going to get my ass pinched. And she was like, I think she wanted like to bone. But I, you know, would never dream of that. She left us at age 58. She was way too young. Jammy Time Megan says, my niece jump scared me while we were skiing up north. I hit her in the nose and she was bleeding. I felt awful. My sister explained to my niece, that's the risk of scaring people, but it's usually worth it. Ha ha. Yeah. I believe that to be true, too. Megan, I'm surprised that, Jesus, you're such a nervous Nelly when it comes to that sort of thing. And she was only 8. Wow. Nick writes, it's funny once people learn that you take self-defense classes, they stop jump scaring you. I hate getting jump scared. It's terrible. I don't even like watching people get jump scared. You could kill somebody doing that. Donut Dan says, it's so funny that women can sexually harass and still to this day, and it's okay. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, you know? Like, if I am just minding my own business and I get touched, the only problem I would have with it if it was a real bow wow. Donut Dan says, don't get us started. We talked about it last night a lot. Referring to when we reviewed Unknown Number, the high school catfish. Black Belt Nick says, that's because we take this as a compliment. It is within reason. 100% true. We are wired differently. Piano Finger Banger says, this reminds me of when Freebird tricked you into watching the fake car ad video with the zombie that flashed on the screen. Oh, that was great. Alan says, the infamous easy jump scares kill people fight. That was a discussion on the radio. Yeah, I remember that jump scare video. I wonder if I could find that. Car Hillside Zombie Jump Scare. Yeah, this is it. He goes, hey, yeah, watch this. It's a video. You're gonna like it. I go, yeah. Is it? And he goes, yeah. Just wash it. I think this is it. And I was describing car driving through the scenery. It goes into this tree and. Still scares me. That scared the hell out of me right there. God damn, that fucking freaked me out. Because you're waiting for the car to come out from behind the bush. And then the camera stops. And that happens. Oh, shit. Becca Shea says, I just jumped out of my chair. Megan says, God damn it, it scared me so bad and I knew it was coming. Rebecca says, well, shit, that scared me just now too. Yoda World says, it's even better because it came out around Lord of the Rings time, so people assumed it was related to that. All right, I'll leave that in the show notes. If you look up relaxing car drive on YouTube, you'll find it. And you definitely want to see this. On the thumbnail, it'll be this. The car driving down the road. Damn it. That scared me just watching it. And I played the video. All right. We got a puppy pile behind us, doing well in the puppy regard. Thank you. Makes me happy. This moment happened in the football game yesterday. Some dude for the Eagles, Jalen Carter. So Dallas is the first team to have the ball. And Jalen Carter, the defensive player, one of their best players on defense for the Eagles, walks up to Dak Prescott and he spits on him. Right? There. He spit on the guy. The ref saw it.
What went down? He's offensive lineman and Dak spits down towards the ground, but in the direction of the Eagles with Carter, who had walked over there, and that begins the interaction of the two. Prescott's spit was down, Carter was right face to face and onto his uniform jersey. Carter was kicked out of the game. The official, Brian Neal, the umpire, was standing right there and saw what went down.
So if you're Dak spit in the direction of Carter?
He's offensive lineman, and Dak spits down towards the ground, but in the direction of the Eagles with Carter, who had walked over there, and that begins the interaction of the two. Prescott's spit was down. Carter was right face to face and onto his.
Okay, this is the, you know, how often do you see about it's the response by the player that it's the second one that gets you busted. Megan says the eye contact seemed like they were going to have sexy time. New audience member, RIJULBHAI 2012 or 212 says, Unk, you handsome. Thank you. Becca Shea says, what an idiot. Before the first snap, kicked out of the game. Dallas went right down and scored. Cowboys, though, gave up 3 rushing touchdowns. That's all Philly needed. They ended up suspending the game for because there was like lightning. So that was the delay. And then they went ahead and finished it finally, and Philly wins it. Unc, how old are you? I am 55 years old. Welcome to the show. It's nice to have new people here. Make yourself at home. Everybody here loves each other. That would be our second new member watching this show, or new audience member, at least for today, to join us. You look max 25. Now that I don't believe. That's nonsense. Becca Shea is here and says, LOL. Megan says, it's the haircut. No, it isn't. It's the Armenian jeans is what it is. It's powered by Armenia. You're telling me things that I know, though. I know that I am remarkably handsome and humble, too. Maureen sent this. And she added the comment, I cannot imagine an 11-year-old child giving birth, let alone at home with no medical help. Check out the mugshots of mom and stepfather, who is the baby's dad in the video. They look like feral animals. Let's get into this story. Grandmother charged after 11-year-old gives birth at family's Oklahoma home.
Nobody, not even the neighbors. They say things, but they don't know what was going on.
You just heard from the 11-year-old's grandmother, Michelle Justice, who we spoke to in an exclusive interview last week. She has just been placed under arrest for child neglect. This comes after it was found through a paternity test that the 11-year-old's stepfather was found to have a 99% DNA match to the baby she birthed.
I live next door. I have witnessed them go back and forth to their mama's house across the street. She has provided for their needs because they have no running water for the last 2 or 3 years.
Last week, I spoke with a neighbor who lives next to the house the 11-year-old and her siblings were removed from. She believes the entire family knew what was happening. The child's stepfather, Dustin Walker, and her mother, Cherie Walker, were also arrested last week on child neglect charges.
These are the people that Maureen says look like feral animals.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
According to an affidavit filed in Muskogee County, authorities say the parents failed to provide medical care for their 11-year-old daughter, who was 36 weeks pregnant and delivered inside the home. Both parents claimed they didn't know she was pregnant. The child had not seen a doctor in over a year. The district attorney's office confirmed Justice faces 6 counts of child neglect. The affidavit states Justice lived across the street from her granddaughter, saw her almost daily, and was in regular contact, including the day she gave birth. It also states Justice cared for 5 other children in the same home, but failed to report the pregnancy.
I think Grandma thought she was doing what was right to help those kids. But what parent allows that?
In Muskogee, Isabel Flores, 2 News, Oklahoma.
I like the neighbor. She seems sweet. Too bad she has to live next to those monsters. My God. The other kids are age 9, 7, 6, 4, and 2. I think you should have to pass a test to be able to have children. I don't think that that's too much to ask, really. If you can prove competency and ability to provide, you should be able to have children. And obviously, well, this is a criminal case because of the assault that took place of an 11-year-old girl. But I mean, let's be honest here. You get somebody this stupid, if you want to have kids like these two feral animals, And Skip writes, I want that neighbor lady to have me over for dinner. If you want to have kids, it should be where you have to like apply and pass competency. And if you can't, if you're that stupid that you can't have kids, they shoot you. So that way, there is zero chance that you will dilute the gene pool. I think we will evolve to be smarter human beings after generations pass and improving the gene pool because we've then gotten rid of these animals like these feral fucks who did that. Who's worse, that crazy woman in Beale City or this bitch? Beale City. 10 out of 10. Rebecca says, CSA of a minor, fuck the mom and the stepdad forever. Nick agrees, Beale City, easy, no contest. Yeah, the amount of time on that mind fuck in Beale City, lady, I think she, I'm revealing more now after we've watched it, I realize. But I think that the child, Lauren, on Unknown Number, I think all of that may have cooked her brain somewhat. And I don't know, maybe she can, with some intense therapy, pull herself out of it. But I think that the mom, all the intense mind-fucking that she did to the kid is going to, it's given her crazy eyes. Joe Martinez is here. I'm surprised he's staying on topic because, kind of, he says, I bet you they are MAGA scums. Well, we don't know. I mean, maybe. But I'm just amazed that you made a comment without talking about saying something negative about the Detroit Lions or something absurd about the Michigan football team. Young Adam Schwab is here. It was good to see him yesterday. He writes, it would be hard to come back from if your mother texted you to kill yourself for a year or two. Oh, yeah. Piano Fingerbanger says, Owen's mom is a total MILF. She was a cutie, by the way. Skip is here. Skip loves MAGA. So I'll let you guys sort that out. I love my MAGA audience members. Despite their retardation, they are, on this show, some of the best people I know. Did you guys hear that Trump is renaming the Department of Defense? Like today, he might already have done it. He is signing a, what do they call those things where I make it so, and then he signs it and he holds it up. Executive order. He is signing an executive order today, and the Pentagon is no longer the Department of Defense. It is now known as the Department of War. And I am so happy with this. This is outstanding. And I don't know why he's doing it. But let's be honest here. If you have an offensive term for this department, I think it kind of adds to the specter of no one is going to fuck with us if we've got a whole building dedicated to starting wars. Black Belt Nick says it actually was known as that a long time ago. Yes, I do remember reading that too. I don't remember how far back that goes, but I absolutely wanna. I would even go further and say call it like Department of fuck around and find out. I don't know if you know this, but The United States is controlling, is in right now in the, I guess, I don't know what part of the ocean it is that they're doing this, but they have several destroyers that are out at sea. And they're looking for these drug boats that are trying to get drugs into the U.S. with heroin laced with fentanyl that are coming from Venezuela or whatever that cartel is. There's two of them in Venezuela. So what the U.S. is doing is they've added more muscle into the waters, and they're blowing these boats up. I mean, just sinking them. And Rebecca says they're in the Gulf of Mexico. I think it's known as the Gulf of America now. I think he changed the name of that too. So we've got 9 destroyers out there, and they're blowing up drug boats. You see a drug boat, boom, you blow it up. Cruise missile, up the ass. Now, who can't get behind that? I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think that's outstanding. And then Trump's contention is the country of Venezuela is run by the cartel who influences, I forgot the name of the guy who runs Venezuela, Maduro? So, I mean, you can't really not get behind that, right? My point in all this is he doesn't give a shit. And so to name it the Department of War, I think kind of adds to the idea that right now, politically and from a military standpoint, the U.S. doesn't want to fuck around. So Venezuela, then, they have F-16 fighter jets, which are a little bit old, but they flew low over several of our, or at least one, I'm sorry, not several of our destroyers in a kind of an act of aggression and kind of daring us to blow them up. Now, I was reading that the U.S. could blow up Venezuela in about 4 minutes. And so what the fuck are they doing? From what I understand, Venezuela is tied to China, which I think if we fucked around with Venezuela enough, we would start another world war. What does this all mean? It all comes back to now we have the Department of War as opposed to the Department of Defense. No, I mean, honestly, I don't care. It doesn't change anything. It's still the same department. It's just a different name. But people are losing their shit. Murder lover Linda, she does not support Trump's effort to rename the Department of Defense. What did she write to me? Trump is renaming. She wrote, "This motherfucker is insane. Good God." No. No, this is good. I would love it very much if the whole world was scared shitless of the United States. I think that goes a long way. I would love it if the U.S. was looked at as a diplomatic, peaceful country that if you get one toe out of line, you are fucked. That's how I think it should be. So I fully support Department of War. Now, the guy who's leading the Department of War is Pete Hegseth. He is retarded. I don't think he should lead the Department of War. It should be someone who knows something about war. Chris says war is peace. Rebecca makes more than one comment about Trump being on the Epstein list. I don't know if anybody cares anymore. At this point, we're stuck with him. If Trump has had sex with children, most Americans don't mind. This is a new poll that just came out. 94% of Americans randomly polled, they were asked, if it's found out that Trump had sex with children, do Do you have a problem with that? And 94% of poll participants said, no, we don't. So, I mean, I do. I do. I have a problem with Trump having sex with kids. EZ, do you think Trump had sex with kids? Yes, I do. Becca Shea says that what I just said is bullshit, that's not true. Well, I might be getting some of those facts wrong. I mean, I never touted myself as being factual. All right. Rude passenger booted off American Airlines airplane. As I understand it, and there's video of this, the passenger got upset and the flight attendant was told to shut up. You can see it right here. Ever wonder what happens if you tell a flight attendant to shut up? This is the eyewitness footage.
You should shut up.
All door exits have evacuation slides to use in the unlikely event of an emergency.
I can't hear.
When directed to exit, you jump onto the slide and move away from the airplane. In a water evacuation, life rafts were located in parked ceiling compartments. All exits are clearly marked with signs and opening instructions.
Okay. Then we don't need a problem. If you can't hear, you can't follow instructions. You're not on my list of someone who can't hear.
Indicated by signs and lights.
I've already got my seatbelt on. Like, that's going to keep him on the plane.
You did, right? I asked you to turn your phone off.
Yeah, my phone is off.
You started talking. I am having a conversation here. You are listening. Can everybody else hear the announcement? Can you say it out loud?
I'm like, yeah, we hear you.
Can you please for me?
Yes.
Okay, so everyone can hear it except for you. Do you want to come with us or not? Because it has to be fast. You people have connections. And if you're not going to comply, then you have to get off. I need to hear yes or no, otherwise...
Yes. What do you need to hear? Yes. Yes.
Are you going to comply with crew instructions?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not bothering. Miss, you're harassing me. You're harassing me at this point.
This is the guy who's shooting the video. He ended up kicking the guy.
You should shut up.
You should shut up. Yeah, so I don't know if... Yeah, I think if you start with you should shut up to the flight attendant, one thing you need to understand, you can take a flight attendant and you can lump them in with judge. Do not fuck with either. No matter what, no matter what happens, judge, flight attendant are not to be fucked with. They have the juice. Judge has his own little world that you're in. And, you know, yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. Stand up when judge walks in. Stand up when judge is getting ready to leave. All rise. You may be seated. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. And the last thing you want to do with judge is just answer yes. Because they'll go, you will address me as yes, Your Honor. As bright and lawful as they are, all judges and flight attendants are drunk with power. Okay, you can be like a U.S. Marshal. Comparing a U.S. Marshal's power to a judge is just not the same. It's not even close. There are other professions that have all the power. Pharmacy tech, yeah, can fuck you up. There are various jobs that it's like, yeah, they got you by the ball. Guy who's fixing your lawnmower. Oil change guy. I love kissing the ass of the flight attendant. I'm always, yes, madam. Yes, sir. No, madam. No, sir. And I've had that happen where they say, do you understand? They'll like say, they'll ask if you're seated where like the emergency door is. They'll go after, they'll like tell you about what's happening. Can you do this? And if you just nod or shake your head, it's not good enough. They go, no, I need you to voice it. Black Belt Nick says patent examiner, which is what he does for a living. He's got the power. He can determine whether or not an entity can make or break a company with the approval or not approval of a patent, which is what he does for a living. Tyler says, nurses, I can make IVs hurt a hell of a lot more if you're a dick. Wow. So that guy's out. Yeah, don't fuck with those people. Come on now. That's ridiculous. The latest story about someone imprisoned for murder only to be set free after 27 years is one for the ages. This scares the hell out of people. A Minnesota man wrongly convicted of murder, 27 years, falsely implicated by a woman. That woman confessed to the murder. First, the woman said, yeah, this black guy did it. And then, you know how it is. Like, oh, of course he did. And he's like, I didn't do it. Yeah, you did. You're black. So they arrested him, and of course, some shit sham trial 30 years ago. He is convicted, first-degree murder. He was released yesterday from a correctional facility. The Great North Innocent Project was able to get him freed. You know, a lot of times you see these organizations that are run by students, these various innocence projects across the U.S. They're associated with universities, law departments. And what they do is the professor will say, all right, welcome to the semester. We're going to take up this case and try to get, they like find a person who it looks like, boy, that looks like this is a strange circumstances that this person was convicted. And then the law team of students will go over the case and look at it from a different light. And then they determine, hey, I think we've got something here. And they do their diligence. And then the case gets momentum. Boom. Next thing you know, somebody's free. And a handful of students had everything to do with it. It's outstanding. Makes you wonder about the whole process to convict these people in the first place when you have a bunch of first-degree law students proving their innocence. In my opinion, if you're in jail for any amount of time and then it's found out that you're innocent, you should be given a an amount of money. Like right out, like when you're walking out, they give you a suitcase full of money. Today, the courts have affirmed that Brian Hooper, his family, his loved ones, and his advocates have always, what he's already known, he's innocent. He reunited with his kids who are all grown. He missed their whole lives. In 1998, a jury convicted Hooper of premeditated murder, felony murder while committing burglary, and felony murder while committing kidnapping in connection of the death of a 77-year-old woman. His conviction hinged largely on testimony from a woman who authorities say has since confessed to the crime. The woman's body was found in 1998 in a cardboard box wrapped with Christmas lights in a closet in her apartment. He received three life sentences with, I don't know the circumstances of how he was thought to be responsible in the first place. But he was exonerated and cleared. The woman, who officials said confessed to the killing, is in prison in Georgia for an assault-related crime and will be released in about 4 years. So now I don't know. Maybe they have another trial to. I don't know how that works. Yeah, that's fucking nuts. This is the video of him getting the big hug from the daughter. Sorry, I got to get rid of this person. I don't know who. It's a bot. Absolutely horrible. If you've been in prison for any amount of time, you should be able to sue. And Donut Dan says, let him electrocute her with a 9-volt battery for the next 25 years. Cole says, death penalty for her. All right. I am going to get to the asshole of the day. I think we know who that is. It's got to be that lady, right? Does it say what her name is? Or did I say? Yeah, I did. I did say her name. Moriarty. No, Mary Moriarty is the attorney. I don't know if I know that chick's name, but I can put something down for the asshole of the day. God bless the innocence projects that are all over this great nation. Before I wrap up, get your car cleaned inside and out at Oakland Auto Detail. Follow them on Facebook, too, and when you follow, you'll see the fun videos that they put up, a lot of before and after videos of how a car looked before and after the cleaning, if you like, when you're doom-scrolling, looking at those. 616-510-3470. Please follow Oakland Auto Detail on Facebook, and if you comment on a video, please mention that you're there because of Easy. If you're selling your home or you want to buy one, Realtor Adam Kasari wants to hear from you. 616-914-4061. That's 616-914-4061. Racing at Berlin Raceway tonight and tomorrow. You can get tickets at berlinraceway.com. Next week is the finale for the Coleman Lutz 500. I will be there. Get your tickets by 11:59 next Thursday. And they'll be just $15. Parking is free. 15 and under is free. Solar System Jim will be at the race. My son, and if you refer to him as Solar System Jim, it's probably going to be hilarious. King's Room Barbershop. I think I need to make a trip over there today. They've got three locations. One is Caledonia, one is Northland Drive, one is 821 36th Street. Get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop. It'll set you back $21 plus tip. Their website is kingsroom.net. Please mention me when you get a haircut. The asshole of the day is Crazy Lying Murder Bitch. Congrats to her. She is your asshole of the day. Follow me on Patreon. Tophus is checking in. He says, Beale City Mom might be one of the worst people ever. If I had to choose between Adolf Hitler and Beale City Mom, it's going to take some scrutiny to figure out who's the worst. Hitler wins, okay? But the fact that Beale City Mom is in the conversation is just amazing. Honestly, so disgusting. There you go. Watch Unknown Number, the high school catfish, if you want to know what the heck we were talking about. Thank you, folks. I'll join you on the Patreon. Hopefully you'll join me a little bit later on. And And maybe I'll see you at Paintball on Saturday or the Whalen Show on Saturday evening. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.